And we are back. This is, of course, the Radio St. Pete exclusive Sake Bomb A Go Go. This is show 66, for those of you keeping track at home, and I know you all are. If you listened just prior to this, you heard my other show here, The Indie Circuit. I would advise you, check it out. You'll probably be glad you did. It's like this, but, different, I guess, but kind of the same. Sad, really. Everything is kind of the same. Sad and the same. No, oh my god, that's no way to start the show. Let's drop some music in. I do have a new band this week, and I have a new band for next week. I just haven't gotten their music downloaded yet. Exciting stuff. This band, the first band we're going to have debuting tonight is the Red Dogs. Really cool stuff. I think you all dig them. If you dig all the other stuff I've been playing, which, then why would you keep tuning in? Unless you're tuning in to hate listen. Don't do that. That's not healthy. I will have a story about that when I come back from this music break, about hate listening, and then the ultimate conclusion I made, which was a better thing. Here's some music. I'll be right back.
I told you she was a lesbian.
Wow. Good call.
Yeah. Alex, one more thing. Hey, this summer, when you're being inundated with all this American bicentennial 4th of July brouhaha, don't forget what you're celebrating, and that's the fact that a bunch of slave-owning, aristocratic white males didn't want to pay their taxes.
That was the Go Devils off of their Super Stuff CD I played Leaving Here. Won't You Listen? Yes, I do, and Just Out of Reach. I dropped them in because I just got a package from Japan from Time Bomb Records. They said there was a new 5678 CD, new 5678 45 out, and there was also a new Go Devils 45. So I said, hit me up, and I dropped the cash, paid the shipping, and yay for me. A nice package arrived from Japan. They always are easy to deal with. Make sure you check out Time Bomb Records over there in Japan. They have one in Tokyo, and they have one in Osaka. I've been to the Osaka one. I totally dig it. I could spend $100 billion there, but I don't have that much money. Not even close. But, you know, that happened when I was talking about hate listening. I was out shopping around because I'm a cube monkey. I just sit in a cubicle all day, you know, trying to not die. And I'm always out there searching for new podcasts. And I listen to like some crime drama ones and history, crime history ones, which are kind of fun. And I have some B-movie ones and I have some pinball ones. And I just start getting some. And there was one that I was listening to, this pinball podcast. And the guy was like, just the biggest like arrogant douche in the world. Like he's like a jock. He's trying to mimic the shock jock formula, you know, like, oh, me, everything. And he's like very grandiose, very narcissistic, like a real. And I was like, at first, well, I hate this guy, but I'm listening because there is some interesting information on there. But then after a while, you realize I'm just listening to this because I hate him so much. And I was like, well, then I'm just adding to the problem. So I deleted the whole podcast from like my list of stuff that I download. And that was about two or three weeks ago. And I was like, wow, I'm living a happier life. You know, it's like, just get rid of it. Just, you know, so if you are hate listening to me, please don't. First of all, I'm trying to be a nice guy. And second of all, then stop listening. I don't, there's no point in listening to somebody that's just your only reason you're there. And that happens a lot too, I think. I think people listen to shows or watch shows because they hate the person so much. It's a phenomenon. I don't know why you would do that. And once I came to that realization how little I liked this person, I was like, you know what? I hate this guy. And I stopped. And it was a good decision all around. I would give it a thumbs up. I'm going to drop in some tunes from our newest band, the Red Dogs. Check them out. I think you're going to dig them.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel. And a clean pair of shorts.
Yeah, 俺らの人生さ。 Daddy, I'm back. Doc, you don't just walk into a store and buy plutonium. Did you rip that off?
Of course, from a group of Libyan nationalists. They wanted me to build them a bomb, so I took their plutonium and in turn gave them a shiny bomb casing full of used pinball machine parts.
The Crypt of Dark Secrets, Satan's sinister sister Fear is on the prowl. She's returned from the dead to live again, and this time she's after your skin. Evil lives within the Crypt of Dark Secrets. Plus,
Skull Bust in action when the baddest dude on earth wastes everything but time. He slams them, rams them, and jams them in 7 blows of the dragon. Rated R.
I did my 3 years up at the county pen. Made some friends, went Muslim. Now I'm out. Praise Allah.
Didn't I tell you you'd love them? Of course you love them. That was the Red Dogs. I played Baby on Punk, Dreams Come Really, Dreams Come Rally, and Adult Veil. Weird names. I should drop in, of course I'm going to be doing the 5678s next. I should drop in the, as soon as I think of weird names, I think of the, what's the name of these guys? Melt Banana. That's what I'm thinking of, because those names are kind of like nonsense. I like it though. It's fun. You know, why not? And I will have a new band next week too, which is, I'm excited about. They just wrote back and said, sure thing. And I said, yay for things. So I will make sure that I, grab their stuff off there. They sent a link. I'm gonna download the link. I'll just go out there and get whatever I can get for you guys. And, it'll be all good. Here's some 5678s and I'll be right back.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl, could you,
I'm I'm do ba do ba do ba do. I have no home. Hunted. Despised. Living like an animal. The jungle is my home. That I will show the world that I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people. A race of atomic supermen which will conquer the world.
Oh, yeah. That was the 5678s off of their Teenage Mojo Workout CD. I played, I'm Sorry Mama, I'm a Wild One. I'm a Wild One. I'm Blue, which is one of my personal favorites. I do love that one. Roadrunner and Green Onions. I think I played Green Onions a lot now because I had forgotten to put that on. And I was listening to it the one day. I was like, oh my God, I never played this one. And I was like, oh my God, well, now I got to play it all the time. Dumb. Overcompensating. Sad, really. For those of you who have the Switch, Nintendo Switch is going gangbusters. But boy, they keep on updating the online games. Like, they give you some free games. If you're part of their online subscription service, which it's not like it's an expensive one. I think it's $20 a year. It's like nothing. And they keep uploading. And they just uploaded a bunch of really good ones. They have Punch-Out. It's not Mike Tyson Punch-Out, but it's the Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream. I remember they had two different versions. I think Mike Tyson Punch-Out was... there was only like... What do you call that? When they signed a contract. Like, it's only contracted through a certain amount, and then it went to Mr. Dream. Or maybe when some of his legal troubles that they were like, let's distance ourselves from this one. I'm trying to think what else they have. There was a bunch of really good games. I've been playing... I love the Punch-Out game, so I play that one. But I've also been playing a lot of some of the other 8-bit stuff from the NES collection. I know Cuphead's coming out soon. And I'm not going to do the digital download. I'm going to wait for the physical. I don't know. Maybe it's time to... Forget I never could buy into the download stuff. I do download some stuff, but it's always like the cheap games, like a couple bucks here and there. Like, I'll go out and get some of the indie games, and sometimes those are fun, sometimes they're dumb. But the big titles, I just can't. Digital things go away, and I'm sticking by that. I know that's an old mentality, like, I just won't do it, but. I digress. If you haven't checked out the online, if you haven't a Nintendo Switch, I would advise getting the online thing, because there's been a lot of games I've been playing on there. I've heard of most of it, but I've never played it. You know, like that old NES stuff, and then a lot of it is new to me. So it's new to me. And then Mario 3, I've just been playing that, and it's almost like I never stopped. It's fun. Enough talking. Here's music.
Now I swear. The next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Hi, I'm Kathy, and just listen to this. The cheerleaders are back in our greatest adventure yet, Revenge of the Cheerleaders. Revenge of the Cheerleaders will show you why we're the team that everybody wants to make. We know the best way for our team to get ahead is for them to get a little behind. And that's what we're here for. So if you want to see the girls who put the high in high school and the last in your life, come check out Revenge of the Cheerleaders. We're everybody's favorite student bodies. Revenge of the Cheerleaders, rated R.
Illinois Nazis. I hate Illinois Nazis.
Well, since I said them, you know I was playing them. That was Melt Banana off of their Charlie CD. I played Introduction for Charlie, Circle Jack, FDC for short, and Giggle on the Stretcher. I will say, you know, one of the other things that's happened recently is I started watching the I bought the Criterion channel. I bought the whole year. They had one of those things where it's like you can buy the... I don't have cable, so we do the Fire Stick. And I have Netflix, and I have Amazon Prime, but that's just because I have Amazon Prime, not because of the video. I mean, I like some of their videos that they play on there, but, you know, that's just like an extra thing. I'd have Amazon Prime no matter what. And then the Criterion came out with their streaming service, and I was like, that looks pretty interesting. A lot of really good obscure art movies, like noir movies, stuff like that. So I'm really having a good time with it. I know that's going to be one of those things that's going to have a rotating library as well. You know, they haven't been disappointed. There's, I mean, now everyone now and then you watch them, you're like, well, I don't know about that. I watched some weird one. What the heck was the name? Should have remembered that. I should have jotted down the name of it. It's like some 80s, like kind of punk girl movie. It was like, I don't know about that. It was, it wasn't terrible, but it was just one of those, after you get done watching it, I was like, well, that was an hour and a half. What are you going to do? All right, let's play some music. I might come back. I might not. We'll see what I figure out here. If you don't hear from me on the way out, thanks for listening. If I do come back for the outro, well, then I'll talk to you again. If not, I will see you next week, which is probable. Thanks for listening, everyone.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Then we should run like it is, Godzilla!
Though it isn't.